亲爱的，有个好消息。
什么好消息啊？
你知道吗？香蕉热辣摊有公众号了。
真的假的？那我怎么才能加呢？
去微信上搜 banana hot talk， 不要空格，不要大写，你就会找到了。
哦，那加了公众号之后还要做什么呢？
他们说只要你留下你的消息，他们就会回复你，也许你还有机会去 call in 哦，而且有惊喜。
哇，那我赶快加呢，大家快和我一起加 banana hot talk 的公众号吧，拜。
I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Winnie.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is
Banana Hot Talk.
Everybody, welcome to the Banana News Line. This is Emma. It's been a crazy week after all those work from school. Kitty, why are you crying today? What's up?
No, I'm just curious about one thing. Can love be shared with more than one person?
What? Are you kidding me? Of course not! Love is selfish. It's only between two persons.
No one else can step across it. It's all about the loyalty and faith of love.
I do think so. You know, you can never move your eyes off your lover if he's the one. But the news I heard recently overturns all my thoughts.
What's the news about? Tell me about it. Come on.
Okay, there is a couple in Switzerland who at the same time fell in love with another guy who is married.
Wait a minute. You mean that three of them fell in love with each other?
Yeah.
Three of them? Oh my god, two guys and a girl.
Yeah.
Wait. You mean three of them fell in love with each other? Three of them, two guys and a girl.
Yes.
How can they do something like that? Wait a minute. Is that a bad occasion of threesome?
Oh, so disgusting. Emma, stop letting dirty things come into a man. Okay, take it more serious. I guess it's the angel's love which original people can't understand.
Well, if put it in that occasion...That could be the most peaceful and the most complicated relationship in the world. Heterosexual, homosexual, and bisexual relationship happened all at the same time. But I just can't imagine three of them can actually really fall in love with each other, develop a good relationship without distrust, jealousy, and anger.
But it just happened. Maybe that's the magic of love. Damn, I want to have this magic too.
Come on, girl, since we just have the amazing APAC pool, why not choose a day to hang out and see some new guys? You'll probably find your Mr. Right.
Talking about hanging out, can we have our Beijing City correspondent, Unicorn, to give you some advice?
Hi, I'm Unicorn's brother, Unicorn, and I'm even gayer than him.
So, Horn, is there any chatting chances for us, girl?
Yes. And Beijing's hottest club is Cough. It transformed from a Saturn team, which we called a subway in Beijing. It has everything. Smog, traffic jam, Ebola, and human dust cleaner.
What is human dust cleaner?
It's a magic. You hold him, and he will lick your body and suck all the dust and PM2.5.
That's so disgusting! Come on, stop it!
Okay, that's all for today's news line. Goodbye.
Ew, bye-bye.
Banana, knock and talk. Yay, serving time!
What kind of girls in your mind is green tea bitch?
I guess they are the ones who would like talk differently, like in different voices with different manner, when they're talking to boys or girls. And also they are probably those who seem not care a lot about their appearance, but actually are concerned with what they look like all the time. Like they would sneak out and check themselves from the mirrors to make sure that they look great in front of boys.
Well, it seems to tell the fact that a girl has a shiny appearance but darkness inside. They often have a fight with thousands of boys and they never feel something wrong about it.
In my opinion, shrinky bitches were good actors because they know how to act perfectly. They always pretended they were innocent, they were pure, as if they do not do any harm to human beings.
But as a matter of fact, they were absolutely dangerous because as far as I knew, to fulfill their ambitions or profits, they sold their own bodies to someone who is powerful, who is rich. They can do anything to achieve their goals, and after that they can just walk away and pretend nothing has happened.
Is there any sweet girl around you whom you have found out to be a green tea bitch?
Well, since I haven't really met someone who everybody agreed that she should be a green tea bitch, so I don't really know what a typical green tea bitch should look like in real life.
That's a little difficult to answer. I know a girl, to be honest. I adored her when I was in high school. Indeed, she's cute and brilliant. But when I try to approach her, I find she's just a green tea bitch. I'm telling this not because she doesn't belong to me, but she just offers his love to many boys she's familiar with. I just can't bear this. Oh, shit, anyway, I just forgotten the bitch.
There were beauties around me at the university, but I haven't found any of them worth potential to be a green tea bitch. Because as far as I'm concerned, being a green tea bitch needs courage. You need to be brave and you need to get ready to pay everything you have to get whatever you want. It is not an easy thing to do, I suppose.
What's the most shocking thing you know about Green Tea Bitch?
For me, the most shocking fact about Green Tea Bitch is that according to its definition, they should be a group of girls who would do anything, including selling their body in order to get whatever they want.
I remember once upon a time, a few years ago, a party was held in Hainan. Oh man, it was totally a red light district, you know. The Green Tea Bitch was highly paid to, you know, they just lead the girls in life even without guilt.
The thing is that they never think about their future. Because for now, they get rich, they get famous, they get whatever they want. Because they're young, they're beautiful, and they're attractive. But how can they fight the age when they get older? They were no longer attractive to men. So what were they supposed to do at that time? Almost lovers away.
This is FM 89.3 Banana Hot Dog. I'm Michael, your street host.
And I'm Unicorn, your semi-straight host. Well, you know what? I'm kind of fed up with this straight guy stuff.
Well, Unicorn, we ain't gonna talk about straight cancer anymore. Though it's a cancer you wanna have, but you can't, you know? And today we're gonna have a brand new topic.
So what was that?
It's green tea bitch.
OMG, here we go again. We have Samin and our favorite girl, Emma, to join us.
Hey guys, this is Sammy.
Hello everyone, this is Emma, your old friend.
Wanna fall,
So first up, I want to ask a question. How do you guys define a girl who is a typical green tea bitch?
Well, actually, I don't know how to define green tea bitch, but I can give you some examples. Like, well, they woke up, took a selfie, photoshopped it like 10 times, then posted it on social network. Hashtag, I woke up like this. I think that. I woke up like this.
In a huge mess.
Well, actually, I don't really know how to define a green tea bitch, but I would call those girls who pretend to be very innocent, like a virgin, but actually they're just sluts, and they really like to seduce other boyfriends. I would call those kind of girls green tea bitch.
You all say you don't know much about green tea bitch, but what you said sounds kind of harsh, and you know what? I like it.
Really? I mean, I really don't know, because that's something somebody else told me before, that those kind of girls are green tea bitch. I mean, they look very innocent, like very pure and cute, and doesn't know much kind of girl.
Without makeup, looks like without makeup.
Well, I mean, I don't think it has something to do with your makeup and your dressing style, but it's like, you know, you just
so
go.
So wait a second, I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If you woke up and take a selfie, how does that make you a green tea bitch?
I mean, I wake up, I never take a selfie. I know that I would look like terrible.
Makeup. No, I mean, like, you wake up and take a selfie and Photoshop it like 10 times. That's the point. Photoshop it like 10 times and hashtag I woke up like this.
Like, I mean, like, she's pretending to be natural, but actually she's...
Yeah, that's the point.
So that's green tea bitch. Okay,
so
I got a point.
Selfie is okay, but Photoshop isn't okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Photoshop is also okay, but you pretend you didn't do the Photoshop work.
Yeah,
oh,
and
God.
You actually
okay,
put makeup
it.
On, and you said I didn't put makeup on when naked.
Welcome back, this is Unicorn, or aka Unihorn or Uniporn. But you know, there's a saying like, only girls know who's the real green tea bitch. Like you know the saying like, I smoke, I drink, I got tattooed, but I'm still a good girl and I know what's
bitch.
Wait,
is that Avril Lavigne? How old are you?
Yeah, but I know who's the real bitch because they only wear pink and pretend to be innocent. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sort of. I don't really like the girls with pink. What about you?
I don't mind. I don't really like judging people with the color style stuff. But the thing is that I can tell that if one person is being innocent and being honest, if she is trying to be the person who she is not, I wouldn't like that kind of girl.
Yeah.
And
true.
I would say that those kind of girls are a little bit, dishonest first, and then they are not decent. And I think that the lack of confidence to being themselves, and they are insecure.
You're getting this conversation really deep.
Am I?
Yeah.
You are.
Wow, Emma, you sound like a master.
No, because I don't really know how to define a green tea bitch.
I think you should have a PhD for defining all the green tea bitch.
I really have the instinct of knowing what kind of people and who I can get along with.
Oh, that's true. So that's the reason you have me.
A lot of people look at you, Unicorn, the first time, and they think that this guy is definitely crazy, out of his mind. I'm not going to be friends with him. But I was like, this guy is interesting. He's just being himself. I mean, he looks totally like a whore, and we just call him like a unicorn. This is the nickname I gave it to you. Well, I like you. I like being friends with Unicorn. You are just different, even though that you still sometimes, the way you talk, you behave like a slut, but I know that you are not, so yeah.
I take it like a compliment.
Yeah,
but
this is not a compliment, you just really yeah.
But I thought you would, I thought you would say happy birthday to me.
Welcome back to the Banana Hot Talk. This is Emma.
And so, Michael. Do you think only girls can find who's the real Grinchy bitch?
I guess so, because if I see a vulnerable girl with tears or something, I would definitely sit next to her and comfort her.
Oh, you're a good boy. That's the reason. Not because of a girl. Just because of you.
But if some girls pretend very naturally, I wouldn't tell the difference. How can guys just notice they are different, they are pretending?
You know, we got some information from the internet, like there's always some classic factors on the green tea bitch girls. They dress in white, and they got a long, straight black hair with no curl and never dyed.
Those are with white collar. White coat.
There's like the soul card.
And they got, you know, like they always say, "Oh, nice to meet you. You're such a nice girl." And then they'll say, "Oh, you got a boyfriend? Oh, how am I? You got such a good boyfriend. You're so in love." And he will seduce your boyfriend. And during the time she's seducing your boyfriend, she will say like, "Oh, you know what? She's a nice girl, but you know, she's sometimes just kind of crazy, kind of out of her mind. And like, I know you can't understand her, and I know you can't bear her that much. So I think you should have something, like, you should have someone to comfort you. And that person should be me." Do you agree?
Sort of agree with you.
And you know what? Even if you were not good friends, she will pretend to be a good friend to, you know, to cheat your boyfriend.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I saw a lot in the film. Have you guys watched the film? Have you guys watched the film Mean Girls?
No.
I think that Lindsay Lohan was kind of like playing the role of the Grinchy bitch in that.
I think she was just trying to get into that role.
No, I think she was exactly carrying out the Grinchy bitch action, although that she didn't mean to. Because you see, she's stole others' boyfriends, and then she got into the circle, but then she like turned into a different person, and then she started to do something to hurt others and pretend that she didn't do anything. That's the case. She was lying to her friends. She was lying to that other girl, saying that you eat this kind of like chocolate or energy bar and then you will get slimmer. But then actually it turns out it's the opposite way. And then she was lying. She tried to pretend that she was helping others, but actually she's doing the opposite way. So she was the Grinchy bitch. Like the example, perfect example.
So I think we can say that a Grinchy bitch is, first, she should be a liar. A good liar.
Yeah, like I said, she's very dishonest.
And pretending the things she's not and faking all the things, not who truly she is.
Welcome back to Banana Hot Talk, I'm Michael. So what would you girls do if the green tea bitch stick to your boyfriend?
Well, initially, I don't have a boyfriend. Wait, is that why I don't have a boyfriend?
But you had a boyfriend.
Oh.
So, like, you can...
I think... I don't know, just like the bitches be. If a guy, like, follow a girl like her, I would like, okay, this is not the right guy.
Well, I think that... I would, if a girl, a green tea bitch, is sticking on my boyfriend, and she's definitely gonna be in trouble. I wouldn't just turn against my boyfriend. I would, because if he's my boyfriend, he gotta be a reason to be my boyfriend. And then that girl showed up and like taking off her clothes, nakedly showing in front of my boyfriend. How can my boyfriend still feel nothing? Unless she's kind of like a wanker, I would say that she's definitely not very straight. But I wouldn't blame my boyfriend, but instead I would just go to the green tea bitch. I would try my best to make her regret.
This is the revenge type.
I am definitely
I'm the good type. I'm
the good type. You dumped your boyfriend.
Yeah, you're dumping your boyfriend.
You dumped your boyfriend.
I feel like he's not the only guy in the world.
You know what, that just make the green tea bitch a winner. Like, in the competition between you and her, like, she got a boyfriend and you just, you know, crying in the corner and saying, oh,
no,
I just lost my best friend and my boyfriend.
What is that a case? My best friend stealing my boyfriend? It sounds so dramatic.
Yeah, your best friend is a green tip bitch.
Yeah, you should say your best friend is a green tip bitch and stealing your boyfriend. I think that's the worst horrible case.
Can they pretend to be your friends and steal you?
Yes, yes. I actually read a lot of this stories in online.
You're the drama queen, so you always read the same.
I actually read a lot of this kind of stories online saying that I just find out my best friend, who I have been best friend with over 20 years, stole my boyfriend.
Sleeping with my boyfriend.
Yeah, and then...
And she got pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
She got pregnant.
And then I got dumped, and then they got together, and I feel so hard, and I feel so heartbroken and stabbed. I think that's a really horrible thing.
Yeah.
But, yes. I mean, I wouldn't choose to be a grinty bitch, but I would choose to be a bitch. If someone trying to steal my boyfriend or try to do something against me, okay, I'll make you regret. That's it.
That's typical Emma.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome back to Banana Hot Talk. I'm Michael.
So, we've heard some girls talking. What about the guys?
Yeah, what about guys?
Unicorn, if somebody like the grinty bitch stick to your boyfriend, what would you do?
Well, let me set it straight. First, I don't have a boyfriend, so I won't have that kind of trouble.
What if you had one?
If I do have to face a girl like this, I would definitely whoop her ass and make her call me daddy. I mean, unicorn doesn't share two things. One, food. And the second, lovers.
Yeah, that's my attitude as well.
So, Michael, what about you? If you are, I mean, I suppose you're a straight guy.
I am.
If your girlfriend's best friend, she's a grinky bitch, and she's trying her best to seduce you, what would you do? And you kind of turn on by her.
Honestly, I would say I will stick to my girlfriend, but I wouldn't know what to do if the girl is in front of me.
Because you're the good one.
Actually, you guys know that I just broke up. It's okay. We're not like really like officially like totally like cutting off and then breaking up. It's a complicated story. I will tell you next time.
But I still think he's a jerk. Yeah.
No, yeah, the thing that make you think he's a jerk because there was one green tea bitch showed up, turned up, and I saw that in his WeChat message. I saw that how they're talking.
And he even described Emma as a, like, something like a psycho or a bitch.
Yeah, man, that's actually our inner joke. He always called me a bitch. I always tell, I'm just Emma, bitch. So, that's a good reason for me to just refusing him and being mean to him sometimes. But yeah, that's another thing. But the thing is that I found that a lot of girls that even they know that my boyfriend that time, like my ex-boyfriend was dating me, but they still trying to like pretending to be vulnerable. Like I feel, you know what? I just want someone to talk to. Do you have a minute to talk to me?
Oh yeah.
Or like sending my boyfriend their pictures of the boobs, and they're asking, you think that my boobs is better than your girlfriend's or something like that? And it's like, you know what? I feel so lonely tonight. Would you like to have a drink with me? Just a couple of drinks.
Oh, and that's typical grinty bitch. That's so grinty bitch.
Something between us is not going to be your girlfriend's now. Who do you think I am? I'm fucking bitch Emma. Girl, got a gun, girl, got a gun, 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 girl, got a gun, girl, got a gun, bang, bang, girl, got a gun, girl, got a gun, 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 girl, got a gun, girl, got a gun, bang, bang, girl, got a gun. Welcome back to the Banana Hot Talk. This is Emma.
I don't think that is Grinta bitch. Well, she is just a bitch.
Yeah, totally.
But
from the bottom to the top.
But I checked for a moment. Uh-huh. It's just like posting all her selfies.
Yeah.
Posting all her selfies.
I always block all these people. Anyone post selfies?
Like me.
No, not you. Like, they post selfies on every single moment. Whatever you say, like, I eat potatoes today, post a selfie. I'm dating with this guy, post a selfie. Oh my god, I'm staying alone in a movie. Post a selfie. What the fuck are you doing?
And you know what? Sometimes they just put some words, like, just nonsense about the pictures.
Yeah. Sentimental.
What I say has nothing to do with what I post. But another thing that's really annoying is that you said I ate a potato, but there's no picture of potato.
Yeah.
You got a big face. It's not like I feel like I'm angry about them. It's just like you're so boring and I don't want to see your selfie anymore.
Yeah.
And the selfie always with big eyes. Yeah. White skin.
That's another case. That's just you're posting selfies and then showing that how boring your life is. I'm just getting bored of it.
You're just doing nothing but taking selfies.
Mm. Wow.
And back to the green tea beach topic like I said. But the thing is that I know that when we're dating together, my boyfriend never like really like physically cheated on me. So
okay.
Wow.
I saw the messages that they've been chatting, but then I can tell that some part of this message history, he is joking, like he's calling me bitch and he's saying that I'm dumping her because he's not being punctual. I know that he's not satisfied with me sometimes getting late. But I have a reason. Why should I be punctual when I just go to his place and watch a film online? Anytime, I can do that anytime. But yeah, I mean, of course, he got his reason to feel like I'm not being a perfect girlfriend. So it's good that we're taking a break and trying to figure out what we really want.
It's 6 o'clock.
Welcome back to Banana Hot Talk and Samin.
So I think we can say that just behind every green tea bitch, there's always a problem guy, you know?
Exactly, I totally agree with that.
Like, if there's no problem with a guy, like with your boyfriend, how could this green tea bitch find opportunities?
That's why I'm dumping my boyfriend.
No, I think that's wrong. It depends on what happened later on. Like, I would say that if a guy who is really successful and charming and sexy and every girl like him, I would say that he's the one I want. But then green tea bitch also, some green tea bitch doesn't have brain, but some green tea bitch, they're pretty clever and they see the potential of your boyfriend, of that guy, and they will try to seducing them. But the thing is that if that guy surrounded to the seduction of that girl and then dumps you and then go away with that girl, and he is a fucking loser. But if that girl, like, he knows what he really wants, he knows what is really worthy, really valuable, and he sticks to his girlfriend, and that makes the boy just even better.
That's not just green tea bitch, that's 心机婊. It's like even deeper than green tea bitch.
No, I mean, I'm actually talking about boy, not the girls. You guys were talking about that if a guy is successful enough or he is great enough. Yeah, of course some girls.
Even if he is physically turned on, he wouldn't treat you.
I think there always will be good ones forward, so that's why. If my boyfriend's cheating on me, that's not definitely the guy I want.
Yeah, if my boyfriend cheating on me, that's gonna be end of the story. But the thing is that I think that if a guy who has no green tea bitch keeping an eye on him, then he's a loser as well.
Oh.
He's not charming at all.
Yeah, so
just horny, controlled his brain, and that's pathetic. I'm rolling the dice, got
Welcome back to the Banana Hot Talk. This is Emma.
Well. So you complain a lot about how you met all these green tea bitches. So here, there's for the guys and girls who are listening to our program. What do you want to say? Like, do you have any tips or advice for them about how to deal with a green tea bitch?
Beat them to death.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I think we can beat them in the same way what they were doing. If you're posting a selfie, I can posting a selfie. No, that's horrible.
I think for me, I would just ignore her. And if she is really getting on me, like really hurting me or trying to do something to hurt me or taking away of my boyfriend and she is actually putting, taking an action of doing that. Well, I will take it then, of course. I will fight back. And how do I fight back?
Become another green tea bitch.
No, I don't want to be a green tea bitch. I can't do it. I think the green tea bitch is just someone who's
faking
and being dishonest. I don't really mind if someone calls me slut or bitch. I would just ask him. Because I think I would be very confident and then fight back and argue back. Have you ever really fucked me? If you never fucked me, then shut the fuck up. You're a wanker. Maybe you were wanking and thinking about fucking me, but you cannot. You know what, loser?
Yeah.
And also for girls as well. But for really fighting fights with green tea bitch, I don't think I really know. Because there's one thing in China is that if you fight with pig will be really happy.
Yeah.
But you will get really stink and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't care most of the things. So the things I don't care won't hurt me. That's the reason I don't fight green tea bitch, because I don't get angry on them. I don't get angry on most of the things. But if I care something, I would get angry of it. But if my boyfriend cheating on me because of green tea bitch, I'll stop caring my boyfriend. That's the case.
Oh.
So basically, ignore them.
Yeah, even I fell in love with this guy, even I got obsessed with this guy, but he got mistakes. He got the things I don't want. I'll just stop caring.
Yeah.
It's not writing that girl wing. It's being myself, being true to myself. I know there are good ones further. That's the case, I think.
Well, if the green tea bitch, she's really trying to get my boyfriend, and I knew it, I think the first thing I would do is to have as many sex as possible with my boyfriend.
My God.
I would really do that. I think that's the best way to wear my boyfriend out, that he has no energy for others.
I would do that.
I think I would do that, because for me, it's nothing.
Well, I don't believe that you can actually control someone physically with this body. If he's actually horny, that's gonna happen, but I don't think that's the best way. But exhausting him is a really good way out.
But the thing is that if he's exhausted, he won't have other extra energy.
He won't have
to be like get horny by other girls. And of course, he might die. You know what?
Wow.
I'm just kidding here. Well, I read something online. Of course, it's also online. Some stories people share on Tianya.
Wow.
It says that one girl, she's really clever. It's actually not a girl. It's a girl posting things about her parents.
Uh-huh.
Her dad was being seduced by a woman, and we call them the third wheel, 小三.
Matches.
Yes. And that third person got pregnant. So Michael, what are you doing? Michael, what are you doing with you're shaking your head.
That's
unbelievable. I'm like, you're crazy.
You know what? I don't know. Please don't tell me.
I mean, they don't use a rubber.
Oh my god.
What?
They use a rubber.
I don't know. I mean,
all the time, the third one.
This is so cliche.
This is
what I read online from others. And her mom, she was trying to tell this story and telling people that her mom is really
good woman, very wise, and she control things very well, and she manages things. Have a very good come out that her dad finally get back to her mom and full of respect her mom, and that third person lose her baby and as well just got kicked out, and they didn't pay this bitch any penny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any penny.
I think the woman.
Yeah.
A woman always should gain her respect by being true to herself and do the good things to herself and not relying on a man or a dude, whatever he is. Even a billionaire, the first like super rich guy, but she has achieved her own things.
But I think that if you really try to beat up the greedy bitch, is that you have to make that girl realize that there's
feel,
no way she can beat you up. There's no way she can take your girlfriend.
Feel sorry for herself.
And there's no way that she can be better than you. And you should be like, I'm just gonna show you. I think a lot of greedy bitch, they are very vain. They're like they're very vain. And they just want things that they don't have.
Yeah.
And they pretend that they're having, like, okay, they don't have beauty, and they make up, and then take the selfie, and post it online, and thinking, telling people that, I'm like natural beauty. Or some green tea bitch, they're showing off their famous brand bag.
Louis Vuitton.
Yes, or their
Givenchy.
Yeah.
Or their, like, high-end shoes, and posted on the moment.
Yeah.
And then saying that, just a piece of cake or something. But actually, they don't own the things. They probably just take a snap when they're doing some window shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. The thing is that if I'm trying to, like, I wouldn't really do some physical harming to those people. But I would just let them know that there's no way you can beat me up. Those things you have, I've already had. And those things I have,
can have forever
you cannot
in your life.
It's not like you can never have, it's like you don't have it and just jealous me, you know what, forever. Like that.
It's like in conclusion is you have to be a better you and make her feel sorry for herself. That's the best way to be.
Yeah, top off first.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Unicorn, or AKA Unihorn or Uniporn.
So we have a conclusion about green tea-ish issue. Like, first, for girls, be a better you so that you can avoid this kind of competition, because you're totally a winner. Like, you just occupy your boyfriend, nobody can steal him away.
You know, physically, mentally, whatever.
Or you don't need your boyfriend, because yourself can make a better life on your own. So you don't need to care or even feel angry about the green tea bitch, because you are just who you are and nobody can take your place. And second, for the guys who are being seduced by your girlfriend's friend, you should remember that you are in a relationship, so you should be loyal to your girlfriend.
Exactly.
And you should take the responsibility for this relationship because you're a guy. And you should always know that if once the mirror is broken, there will always be some cracks that you can never fix.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
So, you know what you should do. And by the way, I want to say something to Emma's ex-boyfriend. I really want to cut your dick off with this. And finally,
that's so violent.
And finally, to all these green tea bitches, girls, you are so pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean,
pathetic.
It's okay to get to envy others, to, you know, to have the desire to want to grab others' boyfriend or the famous brand bags, designer clothes, the money, fame, whatever. But you should know, they pay for that. These girls, they have the life you want. They really pay their hard work for all the things they had.
Yeah.
And for you, you just want to use your pussy or your face or your body to get the to earn these things. Well, you can have it for the one night.
Because beauty fades away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are not beautiful.
And sometimes, yeah, even worse, you're not beautiful, and you're selling your body, selling your dignity just for those.
Seriously, if there is any dignity.
You're selling your bodies and you're selling your dignity just for some shoes and bags. Isn't that just pathetic?
That's what we call head over heels.
Head over heels. Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Giving blowjob for Louboutin.
Wow.
Welcome back to Banana Hot Talk. I'm Michael. Okay, so since we gave you so much tips and our description and our discussion, you should know how to deal a green tea bitch or how to be a green tea bitch. Oh, sorry.
How to be a green tea bitch?
How to get rid of a green tea bitch. And here, Michael, I saved my last two tips for you.
Okay, what's them?
First one, trust no bitch.
Okay, I'll do that.
And the second one, and I think it's the most important one, try a guy.
Wow.
That's better for you.
That's really instructive.
Okay, that's all for tonight's Banana Hot Talk. See you next week.
See you.
And stick around, next we have Banana call in.
So happy to be here with all of you again. Recently, we've got a lot of calls that are asking what is green tea bitch. In today's Banana Call-In, we have something new for all of you. My dear friend Unicorn is going to show you a rap which is written by himself. I believe that will be so cool. Now, let's bring him in.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
This girl named Lily never walked in any hill. Dressing white and smile, oh my gosh, she's like angel. Having fun with your boyfriend, but she never goes sexual. Saying you such a nice girl, and they ring like you don't know. No, that's real, real, real. I know you're happy, I don't know about it, yeah. But she's in trouble and she's crying on you. Deserve better and I'm just on the shelf. And she's just some dumb shit.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Oh my gosh, look at her butt.
Your boy Toy Troy saying you just a psycho. Dumping you on telephone, he's not messing with your girl. Lily leaking his rifle saying he's still a Virgo. Making this to go insane, like he's taking Viagra pill on there. Bang, bang, bang. Leave you in shade and don't know what the shit. She's a public whore and she's love to heal. Just you folks don't know what slut she yo. She just some dumb shit.
Yeah, he love this fat ass. Yeah, this one is for my bitches with a fat ass in the fucking club. I said, with my fat ass, big bitches in the club.
Wow, you really sing this song so well. Maybe you're a grinchy bitch, actually.
Well, so see you next time at Banana Call In. Bye. Ah.